The Stan logo emerges from a camera flash. Stan Originals. Credits appear over landscapes cut out from coloured paper, a cityscape, an outback farm, rolling green hills and a Christmas tree near a farm. A Stan Original film. Stan presents in association with Screen Queensland and Wild Poppy Entertainment, a Hoodlum Entertainment production. Christmas foliage frames the title, Christmas on the Farm. In New York, a shapely blonde woman, Emmy, gets into a taxi.
Emmy, it's your agent, Leslie. Just checking how things are going with those new book ideas. I know, you're going through things right now, but maybe getting back to writing will help. Anyway, stop ignoring. Oh, say hi to your cousin for me.
JFK International.
So where are you headed?
Australia.
Watch out for them drop bears. Australia, where the hell are ya?
I saw a crocodile this big!
I'm sorry, sir. Do you mind if we just stop?
An overhead view of the taxi driving between skyscrapers changes to a bus driving through dense bushland. Text, Chapter 1, Australia. As it drives away from a sign reading, Welcome to Emu Springs, the bus reveals Emmy standing with her luggage. Two men, David and Miles, wait by a ute.
Prodigy returns.
Emmy tearily hugs the blonde David. The dark-haired, bearded Miles joins the hug. The red ute drives through a gate that reads Fig Tree Farm. Riding in the tray, Emmy and David hold hands, their faces full of emotion. Flashback of wonky home footage of a brown-haired woman driving a VW Beetle into the farm.
Emmy, put the camera down. Oh, what do you think? Isn't it wonderful?
The Beetle passes a windmill. Adult Emmy gazes at the windmill, now painted in rainbow colours. Emmy stands under a tree. Also holding champagne glasses, David and Miles stand some distance away, surrounded by farm animals.
This is not a traditional memorial service. This is a celebration of life. My mother and namesake, Clementine Jones, was a force of nature. 6 months after my dad died, she moved us here. She'd only ever grown herbs in a window box, and then she bought this farm, and it was run down and ramshackle, and she moved us here to start over, and boy, did we.
Miles comforts David.
Mom, we will all miss you.
They lift their glasses.
To Mom.
Clementine.
I've missed you guys, you know. I will tell you that if I see a snake, I'm going to have to get the hell out of here, though.
Okay.
What the hell?
Stop it! Lovely. That's horrible.
Give me the champagne.
And heels on. Oh, gotcha.
Arms around each other, they stagger toward a farmhouse.
Are you drinking my champagne?
Hey, don't backwash.
Night. Emmy takes a large red book with a green spine from a shelf and rubs the cover. She opens to a photo of brunette Clementine smiling in a country kitchen. A handwritten label reads, Clementine. Emmy has emails from her literary agent, Leslie, asking her to return calls. Sitting in bed with her laptop, Emmy spots a large huntsman spider on the bedside table. It raises three long legs.
Spider!
She scrambles off the other side of the bed. Morning. Emmy sleeps in a bathtub. A rooster perches on a nearby stool. Emmy opens her eyes, glares at the rooster, then hides under the doona.
No. No.
Why is the rooster in my bedroom?
Your mum started keeping him inside at night so he wouldn't crow.
Works like a charm.
She hides from the rooster.
I know, right?
Sitting on a veranda swing, Emmy reads Clementine's journal. David comes out.
Hey.
Hey.
You found Clementine's journals.
Yeah. Some of the ideas in here are just...
Clem was a wellness pioneer before that was even a thing. Herbal remedies, animal therapies.
And naked moonlight dips in a lake filled with yabbies. I had no idea how wild she was, you know?
She actually swore that could cure anything.
Muscular, unshaven David sits beside her.
I know you hate the farm.
Oh, no, I don't hate the farm.
You have always hated
it. I hate parts of the farm. You know, I'm not a farmy person, which is why I've moved to New York. You know, it's not like... Have you ever noticed everything around here is trying to actually kill me?
That's in your head.
No, that is a fact.
I just hope somehow we can hold on to the place.
How bad is it?
Your mum took out so many loans and she hadn't paid them off. She was a genius when it came to a lot of things at Fig Tree, but when it came to finances, she's...
Stubborn.
Like a mule.
A mule trots past. As she boards a plane, Emmy is on the phone.
Flight QL12 to New York is now boarding at gate 3.
You're killing me, Em. I need those pages you promised.
Listen, I promise you will have a book as soon as I land, okay?
Stop getting so wrapped up in your head. It doesn't matter what your book is about. You need to get your name out there again because I can't do my job if you don't do yours.
Listen to me, Leslie. I will get you the pages within 48 hours, okay? 48 hours. Give me 48 hours and you will have a book, okay? I promise.
You better not be drinking again on this flight.
No drinking. I'm drinking.
Book, write it. Bye.
I'll call you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, on Emmy's laptop, an empty page is headed Stiletto Vampires, Chapter 1. Emmy types, I have no idea, then types, what to write. She shuts her laptop. She takes out Clementine's journal, flashback of Clementine and little Emmy posing in matching outfits near the overloaded beetle.
Emmy, come on. See you, Breezy. What would it be?
On the farm.
We'll grow our vegetables in the soil right here, and we'll get our eggs from the chickens in there, and our milk from the cows.
But there's nothing out here.
Emmy opens her laptop.
You want to know what I see?
She types, my mother Clementine.
Possibilities.
On the plane, Emmy clutches the journal.
Possibilities.
Chapter 2, New York.
Y'all know y'all ain't doing nothing with this. Let's get it.
Feet in black and white sneakers step onto a snowy footpath. I'm making plays, never need a... The stylish man struts into London and London Publishing. He imitates a blonde woman on a large, spherical screen. As he struts through modern offices, he pats shoulders, high fives, bumps fists, then slaps a young man's butt. He strolls past the glass wall of a meeting room.
Oh, excuse me, just one second.
On the phone to Grisham, give me 5 minutes.
Gads, you know what he's like.
He waves to the middle-aged blonde in the meeting room. Later, he sits with his feet on a desk. Sunglasses hide his eyes. The blonde enters the office. He doesn't react until she slams the door.
Hey.
Well, I'm not interrupting anything.
Not at all. Come in.
You look like roadkill.
I feel great.
Jackson.
Mother.
Our sales are sliding past a point I consider acceptable.
Which reflects badly on our stockholders. Yeah.
London and London needs new material.
Yeah, we do, don't we? I got it. Why don't we get all these people out there that we pay all the money to do their job and find us a great novel?
Because I pay you a lot more for some reason. And since I'd appreciate it if you occasionally did something that warranted me giving you this office.
You mean the closet with the view?
I'd like you to go find the new material.
Jack smiles blankly, then his eyebrows shoot up. His elegant mother glares.
Oh, you're serious? Sure. I do have a 2 p.m. at Mama Fuku, very important lunch. But as soon as that's done, Janet and I will get straight on that. Was there anything else?
Janet, cancel Jackson's 2 o'clock. He has a reading to do.
Yes, it was on the...
Yeah, disregard, Janet. That was a joke.
Janet, it's no joke.
Yes, Miss London?
That was just mean, Ellison.
It's time to grow up.
Jack watches Ellison stalk out, then reaches for the intercom.
Don't cancel.
Ellison opens the door and glares.
Nothing. All good.
Night. In a small apartment, Emmy sits alone, staring glumly at her ready-made meal. She opens the app, Love Match.
I gotta get out of here. That's what I gotta do.
You wanna get a pizza or something? Open up your phone and just swipe right. Hello, Daniel.
Jack drinks alone in a bar, his back to the door. Looking around, Emmy enters. She crosses to the counter where the unshaven Jack is sitting. He doesn't look up.
What's good in here?
Sound like a lady on a mission.
I do? Well, you don't seem like Daniel.
Not Daniel.
No.
Blind date?
No, not a blind date. I swiped right.
If oh, got
I'm just
on.
A little oh. Dutch courage and I...
She drains Jack's drink.
Uh-huh. You are on a mission.
Okay. Oh, what is that?
Bouvardier, mademoiselle.
Mm. Why'd you get that out of an Esquire article or something?
Yeah, yeah, I actually
did. Oh, wow, that seems so, yeah. And worth the hangover.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter because my mother, she had this hangover remedy, apple cider vinegar and milk, and you know what? Cures a hangover like...
They do multiple shots. She dances raunchily. A group of young women laugh. One films Emmy dancing. She labels it crazy sad sack.
All right, here we go. Ching ching. Boom.
What's
ridiculous. I can't believe you got me so drunk.
Can you hold your pinky up?
I do.
A man enters the bar.
That's Daniel. My swipe right. Oh, God. He's really short. And also, he's an hour late. 2 hours late. Maybe 3 hours late. Actually. He's looking over here. You know.
Jack kisses Emmy, hiding her face. Their kisses deepen. His hands cup her face. Her hand rests on his shoulder. Daniel checks his phone.
Okay.
Hello.
A penthouse apartment.
Oh, my God, that's you!
Terrible, huh?
Oh.
Terrible.
Wow.
As they kiss, Jack adjusts his watch. The lights turn blue.
Whoa. Did you just turn on music and change the lighting with your watch?
Yeah.
What? No, you didn't. You did.
Too much.
No, it's just does that usually work with all the ladies you bring back to this perfectly curated apartment?
Oh, I haven't had many complaints.
Wow. Well, probably not with that sexy Sean Connery accent.
Oh, nobody has a sexy accent like Sean Connery.
Good.
Mishmonic Benny. Anyway, he's from Edinburgh. I'm Carnoustie.
From where?
Carnoustie.
Say it again.
Carnoustie.
Say it again.
Carnoustie.
You got any bedrooms in this joint?
Several.
Let's go.
Sunlight shines on Emmy and Jack sleeping snuggled together. She wakes, gazes at him, then looks up suddenly. As she tries to slide from the bed, she falls. Jack doesn't wake.
Yes, he has.
Dressed, Emmy finds milk and apple cider vinegar, then pours two doses, holding her nose. She drinks, then stamps her foot. She leaves a note reading, "Hangover remedy, love Emmy," and weighs it down with the second glass. In her high-heeled, knee-length boots, Emmy picks her way through the muddy snow on a street. In an Italian restaurant, brunette Leslie waves. She has the My Mother Clementine manuscript.
Oh, hi, babe. Your time is great. I just finished the book, and now I'm starving.
It's cold out there.
Don't take this personally. All I got was rejection letters from the publishing houses that even bothered to reply. It's just not compelling enough in today's world.
No. How is that possible?
My guess is that it's dated. I mean, it needs to take place now.
No.
Yes, people want a guru. Someone they can emulate in these weird times. A dead lady can't write a sequel or do a spin-off cookbook
or make TikToks or go on Instagram Live. I don't want to go on Instagram or make TikToks. I don't want to be an influencer.
Yes,
I just want...
You do. A brand. If you really want to make this work... You need to write this book. In the first person.
What?
You become your mother. It's a slam dunk.
I'm so sorry. Let me just get this straight. You want me to take my dead mother's memoir and write it as my own that I'm living in the present day?
Yes.
And then the little girl in the book who was me as a child becomes my... pretend daughter.
Precisely.
Okay, all right, yeah, just hang on.
She drinks wine.
Do you want to spend the rest of your life wondering who you could have been, or do you want to get this book published and save the Emu Fig Creek Farm Springs?
It's Fig Tree Farm in Emu Springs, and yes, I want to save it.
Do you guys still take Groupon?
They never took Groupon.
It's 50% off.
Don't listen to her.
Night. Lights shine from a brick apartment building. Working at her laptop, Emmy shakes her head, then shrugs and presses a key.
All right. Only it were true.
In the London and London offices, young associates are engrossed in a manuscript titled Clementine. One wipes her eyes. Jack wanders past. They keep reading. Jack stops at a woman's desk. She gives him a large box.
Oh. Ah. Hello, Janet. Got my homework?
I think your mother is trying to make a point.
Oh, you're joking. What's this manuscript here everyone's reading?
Clementine, I put on the top for you.
Oh, you're a wee gem, Janet. A wee gem, as you were.
Thank you.
See you, Rachel. Jimbo.
In his apartment, Jack reads the manuscript. Home footage of little dark-haired Emmy.
Why are they acting so weird?
Crazy dancing is how hens and roosters know they love each other.
Yuck! If that's love, I hope I never catch it.
I promise one day you'll change your mind on that.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Adult Emmy gives Santa money.
Here's some words of wisdom from Clementine on the farm.
I don't want to be on camera.
You have to talk. I'm recording.
What do you want me to say?
Anything. Just talk.
Well, here we are, 1 year into our fig tree adventure, and I have lots of updates for you.
Emmy microwaves a frozen meal.
Perhaps you want to see our very, very delicious vegetables picked fresh from the garden. Because you know what I say about good food. Good food, made great, turns any frown upside down.
Dozing in front of her laptop, Emmy wakes and frowns at her phone. She answers it to Leslie, who's in the bath.
Hello. I have London and London on the line. They want your Clementine book, and they want it bad, babes.
What?
My pitch was note perfect. They even believed me when I said we were still fielding offers. Wait. What is the offer?
Well, they started at $250,000.
$250,000? Let's take it! Take it, Leslie!
Are you crazy? You never take the first offer. Let me do my thing.
No.
I'm putting you on hold.
You still there?
Still here.
So, I just talked to my client and she wants more money.
$250,000 is very, very generous for a first-time author.
Are you kidding me? This isn't some vampire stiletto airport trash.
We're all on the same page there. What's your counter? I need a number.
2 million.
She drops her phone.
Okay, you're not serious. We can go to $500,000. Houses are interested. Maybe we can match them.
No.
Leslie dries her phone.
Listen, London and London are very, very serious about acquiring the rights to this book. I can go to $750,000.
We are taking other offers, talking to many other publishers. Lots of money. Well, we want all the money.
Look, listen. All I can pay maximum is $1 million. That is a final offer. It's take it or leave it.
$1 million?
Who's that?
Take it. We're taking it.
Wait, so we have a deal?
Deal!
Yes! We have a deal, people!
David sleepily pulls his arm from under Miles and checks his phone.
Hello?
Deal! What happened? Deal! Deal!
I think Emmy sold her book.
Congratulations! Shut up, Gregory!
Emmy pours herself champagne. She opens the door to Leslie.
Babe! No answer.
Did you run here?
Yes. What is going on, Leslie?
Ellison London and her son are coming to Emu Creek Farm Springs for Christmas.
What? Why? What is going on?
Did I not tell you about that little line item in the contract? Before they close the deal, London and London has the right to meet you.
With an invitation to Christmas in Australia?
2 invitations to Christmas in Australia, actually. One for you and one for her son. With you, your husband, and your daughter.
I don't have a husband or a daughter.
Or a mother, I know. So sad.
Leslie, they want the full Emu Farm Springs experience, just like in the book, or the deal goes away. Pickles.
Okay, I want you to look me in the eyes and listen, okay? I don't do farm. I can't cook. I can't even boil an egg.
Not so bad. You just become your mother for a few weeks, tickle a few cows with some suits, give them Clem's Country Christmas, save the little house on the prairie, and boom, all your dreams come true.
Gaping at Leslie, Emmy shakes her head. Text, Chapter 3, Becoming Clementine. At Emu Springs, the bus drives off, revealing Emmy. David smirks. Miles wears rainforest pattern overalls and a lacy pink shirt.
It's not funny.
It is kind of funny.
I only have a few days to find myself a husband, a daughter, and become my mother, okay?
Jump in.
I'm not that heavy.
No.
In the living room, an abstract painting features 2 intertwined figures and 2 pale oblongs.
That's new.
Oh, yes. Miles started an online art class.
When you tilt your head to the side, there's a whole new picture.
Oh.
She tilts her head, then leans over further.
Oh.
Once you see, you can't unsee, right?
In a living room?
This is the perfect spot for it.
He's a regular Leonardo. Painted me like one of his French girls.
First things first, yeah? Okay, I need a husband. David.
I may as well be your sister.
Plus, he smirks uncontrollably when he lies. That's, you know, true. That annoying smile.
Right,
there's a lovely quality.
All right. You, what do you say?
I do.
Excellent.
No, he doesn't, and he can't.
Why not?
Oh, so controlling.
Why? You can't push Miles back into the closet. He's already dealt with his family and societal expectations. Too, do you really think that Miles would be convincing as your husband, given how extra you can be?
You think I'm too gay to be straight?
I think...
What?
I think you've spent years hiding your light, and now that you've let it out, that wonderful, bright, exuberant light, I'm just not sure that you have a dimmer switch.
I can do this. Uh-huh. I can be heteronormative. Yes!
Yes, you can.
I can be macho. I'll be the Hemsworth brother they never had.
Another one?
Russell Crowe's country cousin.
I believe in you!
Oh, my God, you do. Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Tea? Thank you, darling. Fine. Who am I supposed to be?
You can be my personal assistant. Man here to castrate the goats.
What?
I don't know, traveling salesman. Really, 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 really old foreign exchange student.
Thank you.
I have an idea. It is so kooky, it just might work. We tell the truth. We just say he is your cousin visiting for Christmas.
Great, fine. Works for me. Okay, moving on. Darling daughter. I need a daughter. I need a kid. Let's rent one. I could call a talent agency in, like, Brisbane or Sydney, somewhere like that, and just rent a kid.
I think even stage parents want their children around at Christmas.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I'm 12 in the book, right? Mm-hmm. Tweens hate their parents. She ran away.
And you didn't notice?
God, poor thing, she could be anywhere by now.
She's had a sleepover. An extended Christmas sleepover.
It'll have to do. Now, what are we going to do about you?
What do you mean about me? I grew up here. I know my way around this place. I'm fine.
It's just your clothes and, your hair.
What's wrong with my hair?
No, he's right. None of this is Clementine. It's like she needs some sort of farm boot camp make under situation. Is that a thing?
No, it's not a thing.
It is now.
No, it's not.
Let's go shopping!
Miles struts into an op shop and vogues.
Pan up, people!
Emmy emerges from a dressing room wearing denim overalls and a plaid shirt. A man in the same outfit gives a thumbs up. On the farm, she milks a cow.
No. Do I hold one or two?
Grab it and pull.
Hang on. Nothing's coming out.
No wonder she's still single.
I heard that.
She tries on a high-necked dress. An old woman smiles.
A little bit House on the Prairie.
Reminds me of Poltergeist. I think the mum wore something like that.
Miles dances flamboyantly as he creates a huge Christmas wreath using native flowers and baubles. Wearing an equestrian outfit, Emmy mimes horse riding. Miles and David frown. Miles wears a scarf draped over his head.
No?
The wreath replaces Miles' abstract artwork.
Joanna Gaines has got nothing on you.
Would your mum have approved? Is it only claimed Christmassy enough?
You know what? It's great. I just think you need less balls, more bush. You know, think less gaudy, more earthy.
I am allergic to bush.
You know what? Right now, I'm less concerned about your foliage and more concerned about your accent.
What's wrong with my accent? I can still speak Australian if I need to.
Say, can I have a glass of water?
Can I have a glass of water?
Water.
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 What the hell is happening to me?
Well, you've been living overseas for 20 years.
Footpath, garage, tuna. Tuna. Tuna.
Tuna!
Barehanded, Emmy takes a tray from the oven, then drops it. She struts from the dressing room in a bright yellow, puffy-sleeved milkmaid dress. Miles beckons David. Later, Miles dyes Emmy's hair.
That's perfect.
Yes,
sorry, just dunk your head in.
There you go.
And here we go. Oh,
beautiful. It's going to look fabulous.
David uncovers Emmy's eyes. She stares at her dark brown hair.
Oh.
Good woe or bad woe?
Beautiful. Goddess of the earth.
They stare into the mirror.
You look just like her.
Night. Emmy's hangover note sits on Jack's piano. Eyeing it, he drinks. He opens his door to a slender brunette.
Avalon, what are you doing here?
I missed you.
Come in. So you just all of a sudden missed me?
Well, I realized how much I missed you when a friend of mine was at the bar downstairs the other night and sent me
the video of Emmy dancing with Jack.
Who's the blue babadaddy girl?
First of all, that's creepy. Second of all, why do you care? Aren't you with the tattoo artiste?
He's actually a guitarist, and we're on a break right now. Oh, going somewhere fun? Need a plus one?
She sits near his open suitcase.
I'm going on a work trip to an Australian farm with Ellison.
a farm, but it's Christmas. Christmas is for nude beaches and umbrella drinks.
Yeah, well, Ellison wants me to take more interest in the business, and then when I do, she doesn't trust me. So either way, I turn out a disappointment.
Jackie.
I know how much you hate your job. Do you want me to get you out of it?
What do you mean?
Well, I could show up in Australia, scoop you up, and whisk you off to Bora Bora. We have fun together, don't we?
As tempting as that sounds, I have to work.
No.
Read the book. It's amazing. The author Clementine, she's really fascinating.
Well, you know how much I love to read books. Wait, who's Ellison?
Really?
I'm so sorry, Miss London.
Don't apologize, just do better.
On an airfield, an intern hands the black-clad Ellison a cup.
What is this?
A gingerbread latte. It's festive.
Do I look like a person who likes festive lattes?
Who doesn't love Christmas?
The only good thing about Christmas is the uptick in book sales.
Oh, well, 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 you made it, Mother.
This Clementine book is the first time in a decade you've cared about anything that didn't involve craft cocktails or four-day weekends. Of course I made it.
Well, you wanted a bestseller. I'm giving you a bestseller, so...
We'll see. What end of the plane do you want?
As you like.
As Ellison boards the private plane, Jack takes her luggage from the intern.
It's going to be a long flight.
Sun shines on a cow and chickens grazing on green grass. David rubs fresh lavender between his hands. He sniffs the lavender, then continues watering the plants. He frowns at a white limousine driving up the road, then runs. In the house, Miles sprays pot plants.
Don't bite you, baby!
They rush into Emmy's bedroom.
They're here!
The publishers are early!
What?
Hurry!
The chauffeur drives past the Rainbow Windmill.
They, don't refer to Australia as God's country for nothing.
Ellison rolls her eyes.
Where is my dress? They were supposed to be here for dinner. Ow!
Your hair! You have sparrows nesting in them! Oh, I've got to go get changed!
I swear to God, Gregory, you cluck with me this weekend and you'll be Christmas lunch! Ow! Could you get the dress? Just get the dress! Where the hell is my husband?
Just relax. Be calm. We've got this.
Okay. I'm relaxed and calm.
Your accent.
Ah! Relaxed and calm.
50% less.
Okay. Okay. Relaxed and calm.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Fig Tree Farm. Well, you must be our special guest from America, from London and London.
Ellison London, CEO. I don't do hands. And this is my associate, Jackson.
Her formal, also her son. Hi.
Emmy gapes at him.
Oh. It's a little bit funny, actually. There's a sort of a wild story.
This must be the famous Clementine.
Brunette Emmy stares at Jack. She wears no makeup.
It's so good to meet you.
Yes. Yes, good to meet you too. I am the famous Clementine Walker Sr. It's great to meet you. I'm so sorry. Come on in, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Be our guest. We've got your bags. Don't worry
about it.
Thank you.
Come in. Hi.
Hi.
David, get the bags. Get the bags.
Get out.
Oh, right in here. Go, please.
David struggles to bring in the luggage.
Yes, make yourself
at home. Oh, wow. This is beautiful. I really can't thank you enough for accommodating us at such short notice.
Oh, well, how could I say no?
Everyone in our New York office is very jealous we were getting the whole Fig Tree Farm experience. Your book is literally all anyone's talking about at the moment.
It certainly cost us enough. I wasn't expecting it to be so warm.
It's very hot.
Yeah, that's Australia at Christmas for you. Carry a fan, that's what I say.
Oh, thank you.
So have you always had such an interest in the farming life?
Yes.
Yes.
It's always been in Clementine's blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This must be the husband.
I'm...
No, this is my cousin. Cousin David.
Oh.
Yes.
Is something wrong with his face?
David grimaces.
He had tooth surgery
Just about a week ago.
Last week.
Oh, no.
It's painful.
Yes, yes, darling. You all right?
Ouch.
Miles wears a Crocodile Dundee hat.
Sorry, avocados. I was just taking care of a few things out back. G'day, 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 g'day.
That's how you do it in Australia.
Miles Jones.
Oh, quite a grip, Miles.
You work in council, there you get a strong handshake.
Hello, right. Darling. Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh. Hello, sweetheart.
And we're missing a daughter, huh?
She's at a sleepover.
Oh. All of Christmas?
It's an extended sleepover with her very, very best friends. They don't celebrate Christmas. They're Jewish.
Hey,
Khan Kaufman's fascinating family. They've just a couple of farms over. Could I offer anyone a fig tree fizz?
Yes,
it's a delicious cocktail. Cousin David, husband Miles, why don't you join me in the kitchen?
Struth! Wouldn't usually step into the kitchen unless it was to crack open a cow tinny, eh? Eh?
In his jeans and leather vest, Miles strides out, leaving David and Ellison alone.
Something odd about all this.
It's called Christmas.
You just had to mention the fig tree fizz. I haven't made one of them in years.
I'm trying to save the situation. G'day, you avocado.
Why should you be the only one who gets to do an accent?
What? What was that even?
It was Mick Dundee. Americans love Crocodile Dundee.
On the plus side, that Jack guy's pretty cute.
No, no, listen to me. Listen to me. I've met him.
What?
In New York.
What?
I've met him.
You met him? Met him?
Like you... met him.
You
met him.
What?
Oh, it was a one-night stand. It was nothing tawdry. It was two people looking for some companionship after drinking their body weight in Boulevardier.
That's why he was looking at you like the world had stopped.
No, he was looking at me like we'd never even met.
Oh, I told you we did a fabulous job on her hair.
Oh, my God, really, really bad.
Fate?
It's a goddamn Christmas miracle.
Are you two out of your heads? It's a goddamn Christmas disaster. He can never know who I am, was. M. We are living in a web of lies, guys. This is not...
Okay, he has got it frazzled.
Not frazzled!
Ow.
I have got a book to sell and a farm to save, and if I don't sell the book, we don't save the farm. So get serious about this, fellas. Get off me!
Wearing a floral apron over her yellow milkmaid dress, Emmy picks up the tray of drinks David prepared, puts on a smile, then walks out.
Oh, God. You pass me that knife?
David holds the knife out to Miles.
That's not a knife.
A huge knife.
That's a knife.
Fig tree fizz.
Oh, great.
Okay. Right. Here we go. Very special concoction right here. You won't get it anywhere else in the world. Here you go.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Love it.
Yes.
So when do we get to see the rest of the fabulous farm?
Oh.
You ever seen a pregnant cow? Dolly, she's due any minute.
You will adore it. It is all fabulously magical, witnessing the circle of life through Dolly's heaving belly.
Miles, darling.
Actually, I've got some fences to fix, some sheep to shear, some paddocks to plough. You blokes, have your fun.
Yes, we're going to have some. Bye, darling.
Bye, hon.
Well, I guess it's just the three of us then.
Chapter 4, Fig Tree Farm. Ellison holds her mobile in the air. Jack and Emmy frown at cattle.
So, which one's Dolly?
The pregnant one.
Dolly! Hey, Dolly girl!
Come to Mama.
Wait, isn't that a bull? Wait, aren't they both bulls?
I think we have stared at bovine genitalia long enough. Let's go see the horses, yes? Horses!
Oh, go ahead. I found half a bar. Oh, don't you just love that horsey smell?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, wow, that's amazing. He doesn't usually let anyone but my mum meet get that close to him.
What's this big guy's name?
Elton. And this is Kiki.
Elton and Kiki?
Yeah, you know, like Elton John and Kiki D, famous duet.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. How does it go?
The duet?
Yeah, sing a bit.
Oh, you want me to sing a duet?
Yeah, a bit.
I'm really not much of a singer.
No?
Okay.
Don't go breaking my heart. Couldn't if I tried.
Oh, don't.
I'm sorry. I told you I'm not much of a singer, and I don't really have a lot of tune.
Breaking my heart.
Ha ha.
Take the weight off of me.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're doing. You got me.
Honey, when I knock on your door...
I gave you my key.
They share a warm smile.
I'm sorry, you just look so familiar. I feel like we've met.
Oh, no. Because I live here on a farm and you live in New York.
Yeah.
Come on. Come back, please.
As Ellison taps on her phone, a shadowy figure picks up a pitchfork. Ellison freezes.
A little help? A deranged child is trying to kill me. Hello.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Who are you people? What are you doing on private property?
Do you know this girl?
Yes, of course I know her.
I don't know you.
Oh, this is the daughter.
What?
The one in your book with the anger issues.
You thought my daughter had anger issues?
She's written that way, no?
Yes, of course it's my daughter. You will not take that tone with your mummy, young lady. Now, put that pitchfork down. These are the guests I told you were coming for Christmas.
You're not my mother.
Little Emmy took a horse kick to the face a few years back. She hasn't been the same since.
I'm Violet.
See? Memory is totally shot. It's quite heartbreaking, actually. All right, darling, if you want us to call you Violet, we'll call you Violet.
One more step.
You're acting crazy, darling.
I'm not the crazy one, lady. I just come here to feed the horses.
Listen to me. Just go along with it and I'll give you anything you want.
Like money?
Yes, just go with it, okay, please.
Violet hugs Emmy.
Oh, Mummy, I didn't recognize you on account of that horse kick to my face a few years back.
Oh.
I want the money in cash and I want it in writing.
Well, Stepdadar Miles will be so glad you came back from your sleepover. And, spending Christmas with us after all.
Hey, stop it. Hands off.
Come on.
Quit it.
Whose devil child is this?
Hi, Violet. This is Rita Hayes' daughter from two properties down, and we pay her to farmhand.
Oh, well, your little farmhand almost blew our entire operation.
Operation?
Yeah.
There's some kind of spy thing going down. Because I can keep a secret.
I need a drink.
Hey, what's with Crazy Lady's accent?
Remember lovely Clementine?
Yeah.
That's her offspring.
Oh, Southsack New Yorker.
Who called me that? Who called me that?
Well, whoever it is, she owes me cash.
Yeah, because country bumpkin Wednesday Adams here now has London and London thinking she's me. Her, my daughter, who should be called Emmy and is now named Violet.
You're the one who said it.
Wait a second. Could we borrow her for a couple days?
Borrow me?
Yeah. Would your parents mind if you, weren't with them for Christmas, if you were with us? Would they miss you?
Lady, I'm number four of nine kids. No one even noticed I'm gone.
Yes.
I'll give her parents a call.
Great, it's settled then. Listen, sweetie, all you're going to have to do is play make-believe. Pretend that I'm your Australian mummy, and Miles here is your step-da-da. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Great!
For $1,000.
You're kidding.
You said you could give me anything I want. I can get a lot of things I want for $1,000.
You are a child, right? Not a lawyer with a growth deficiency.
I can just go home, you know.
Nay, that's fine. You're a little. $500. $850. $550.
$700.
Deal. How old are you anyway?
I'm 10 3/4.
Well, actually, you just turned 12. Happy birthday. You're getting a wildly inappropriate cash gift. Put the hat back on, you look like Oliver Twist.
Chapter 5, Mistletoe. At the dinner table, they light the Christmas tree.
1, 2, 3! Yay! Yay! There we go. Merry Christmas.
Darling.
Dig in, everybody.
Thank you, darling.
They pass plates of food around the long table. Miles pours wine and serves vegetables.
Who would like some more tomatoes? Throw them all myself. I absolutely.
The long table is in a sunroom that has walls of glass panels. Emmy wears a black version of the milkmaid dress. Her hair's in braids. David eyes the Londons. As always, Ellison's clad in black.
So, tell me, American friends, do you
visit the homes of prospective authors on the other side of the planet often, or is this a special occasion?
Just standard business practice.
I mean, we love to see all our authors before we publish them.
Oh, I had to see the Clementine magic for myself.
Yeah, launching a brand is it's a big commitment.
Oh, I'm a brand now.
I mean, if everything goes the way we hope it does, talking about launches in every major market, social media blitz, the whole kit and caboodle.
Wow, all from one book.
Maybe even a TV show.
Oh, my son doesn't champion titles often, so his sudden interest in all things, you, is what has me truly intrigued.
Yeah, it's a very special book, Clementine.
Oh, my God, this is so boring.
Darling.
Why don't we talk about something interesting, like global warming or carbon footprints? I bet you own a few boats.
One. And it's a yacht.
Touché.
Hey, darling, don't you have homework to do?
It's Christmas Eve, Eve. There is no school.
Right, no school.
Oh, look, mistletoe.
That's not mistletoe, darling. That's a weed.
Hugh and Step-Dada should kiss.
Violet holds gum nuts.
No, we don't have to kiss. Don't let me stop you. Just a season.
Oh, yeah? Get it up, yeah!
Robot.
Holding the gum nuts, Miles puts his hand on Emmy's bottom and pulls her into a fierce kiss. The Londons fidget. David drains his glass.
Wasn't that lovely? You guys are such the perfect match.
Oh, thank you, darling. It makes us so happy to hear you say that.
David leaves the table.
I'm just going to go and check on the cheese platters.
Jack gives a strained smile. Miles and Emmy share a look.
Oh. Miles. Got it.
Yes, go help him, sweetheart.
I'm really feeling that Christmas spirit now.
Miles joins David in the kitchen.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I just realised, this epiphany, that we're living in our favourite movie.
Beaches?
No, The Birdcage. Like a Robin Williams.
I'm Nathan Lane.
We need an Agador.
You were very, very masculine out there. That's good.
Night. Asleep in the main bedroom, Miles wears pink pajamas and an oxygen mask over his mouth and nose. Awake beside him, Emmy eyes Miles grimly, then fans herself with the sheet edge. Flashback of Jack and Emmy in his bed. Emmy's smile vanishes when Miles drapes an arm over her and pulls her closer. Emmy grimaces, then gets out of bed. In her white, shorty pajamas, she wanders through the kitchen. Through the kitchen window, Emmy watches Jack stroll from the house and through the yard. Wearing jeans and a black t-shirt, Jack strolls down a slope. Fairy lights are strung in the trees along the dirt path. Wearing gumboots, Emmy sneaks after him. Dark water glimmers with the fairy lights on a lakeside pagoda and trees. Jack looks around, then pulls off his t-shirt. Emmy watches, then creeps forward. In his boxers, Jack wades into the water. In her pajamas and gumboots, Emmy creeps down to the bank and watches from behind a tree. Jack stands ankle-deep, his hands on his hips. Emmy slips and she tumbles down the bank into Jack's arms, knocking him into the water.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? It's my lake!
I remember...
the bit in your book where you were talking about swimming with the yappies. I couldn't sleep.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right, that's what I'm doing here too. I was very hot, couldn't sleep, and I thought I'd take a swim with the yabbies.
I do have one question, though.
Yeah.
What the hell is a yabby?
Oh, well, a yabby is like a cousin to the crab, only its parents are also cousins, so you don't really talk about it, I guess.
Mm, are they dangerous?
You should work off the assumption that everything in Australia is dangerous.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
God, that's something. Your book really doesn't capture.
What?
That sky, look at it, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how perfect it is out here at night.
How can you forget? You get this every single night.
No, I forgot what it must look like to someone who's never seen it before.
Yeah, you don't get that in Manhattan, that's for sure.
Right? Just constant car horns and the smell of urine.
Oh, shit!
Ooh, what?
Wow, something bit me.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh,
ah, where?
Ah, everywhere.
Ah, oh, they're grab your crotch! Grab your crotch!
What? Why?
Because once they latch on, they're impossible to get off.
What is?
What the yappy? Oh,
shit!
Go, go!
Just get up.
Ah, wait a minute.
Wait.
No, no, the other way. Go, go.
They clamber up the steep, muddy bank.
Yeah, yeah. Go first, I can support you.
Oh my gosh, is that your hamstring or your pajamas?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe both. No.
I got an idea.
Don't do it. Don't follow me. Don't follow me.
This is worse than the yappy.
Muddy, they head to the house.
Oh, okay.
You feeling the breeze?
What?
Her bottom's exposed.
Do not look. Just be a gentleman. Please avert your eyes.
Not
I'm married.
Not looking.
Day. Emmy sleeps in the bathtub. Gregory stands on the stool. David and Miles stick their heads around the door.
Morning, sunshine.
Is that a hickey?
What? No. From Jack. No, it's a yabby welt.
In the bathroom?
Why are you sleeping in the bathtub?
Because you failed to mention my husband's snoring.
Did
it's I? It's my larynx. That's why I'm good at yodeling.
Yes, he was gifted with a wide larynx.
No one likes your larynx, Miles. I need to go back to bed.
Chapter 6, Finding You. Violet watches Emmy clamber onto Kiki's back. Emmy wears the black milkmaid dress. Jack rides up.
How's it looking?
Ah, hey. Yep, good and rearing and ready to go.
All right, let's go.
Jack rides off casually.
Okay, get it. This might surprise you, but I'm not a very good rider. I haven't ridden a horse since I was your age.
I'm not surprised.
I need some fast reminders here, okay? Just a few pointers to get me through.
Say yah a lot and don't fall off.
Yah?
Yah.
Yah. Yah!
I think you're scaring him.
I think you need to help me push him or something. Come on.
I am not pushing.
Yeah.
Jack sits waiting on Elton. He digs his ringing phone from his jeans. The screen shows Avalon's photo. Through a gap in trees, he spots Miles and David. As they feed chickens, Miles kisses David. Jack's eyebrows shoot up. Miles squeezes David's bottom. Emmy and Jack ride down a slope.
Oh, come on, horsey. Horsey, horsey, horsey. Woo! Woo!
Are you okay?
Oh, yes. Love horse riding. This is just my preferred method of saddle. You seem to know your way around a horse really well.
Yeah, well, Mum and Dad divorced when I was young, and they thought it'd be a great idea to whisk me off to the most prestigious boarding school money can buy.
Oh.
Fit for kings and queens, you know.
Well, that's fancy.
Yeah.
Continue.
Well, as it turns out, co-curricular equestrian is actually a rather effective, undervalued way of meeting girls. So when life gives you lemons,
you become a charming playboy.
I think I'm charming.
No, I didn't say you were charming. You know you're charming.
Oopsie, hey now.
Oh, wow, look at the lake.
Oh, yes.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on.
Kiki stops.
Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not too fast. All right, good.
In the lake gazebo, they lean on the railing.
God, this place. You can just really breathe here, huh?
So you're not missing your Starbucks yet?
Oh, please. I get my coffee flowing in from Italy every morning.
Oh, seriously?
Come on.
Well, with you, I couldn't really ever know.
No, I was thinking after all this is over, maybe I'll buy myself a little farm somewhere and get out of that city life for a while.
I mean, New York must be exciting, though. Big business, big publishing, so...
predictable.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What's the phrase? You know, on top of every mountain, there's just another mountain.
I don't think that is actually a phrase. I think you just made that up.
Maybe I might have made that up. I don't know. You're the writer. I'm just the disappointment.
I'm sure nobody thinks you're a disappointment.
Yeah, they do. It's okay. I definitely earned the reputation. But finding you, that's something very, very good.
Emmy fidgets with her brown hair.
Jack, there's something I want to tell you. And I think that it's important.
Quick! Dolly's got a survivor! What?
The Paragon's about to blow up!
Now!
Paragon's about to blow.
Okay.
David pats Dolly's neck. Ellison watches grimacing. When Emmy, Jack and Miles arrive, David gets Ellison to take over patting Dolly.
How is she?
You asked for the full fig tree experience. Dolly's in pain. The calf's legs are twisting. But if we all, Emmy, work together, we can get this part over pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jack, you look like you've seen a cervix or two in your time. Would you mind joining me at the birthing end?
Yeah.
Clementine? You are our farm girl. Are your hands clean?
Cleaner than that.
Put some gloves on. You're going to have to help me pull.
Putting on the plastic gloves, Emmy gags.
God, there's hot steam.
Okay, we're breaching.
What?
Oh, yeah, okay. Here we go. Come on, I need your hands in.
Or grab.
That's it, yeah, grab. Right, okay, on three. Yep.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, One, two, three.
Jack and Emmy fall back with the calf in their arms.
Oh. Shh.
They help it stand. Ellison gapes.
I know.
Good girl. Good girl.
Oh.
Gosh,
hey.
She's so cute.
How are you?
She's so slimy.
Yeah.
Can I name her?
Sure.
Marilyn Moora.
Marilyn Moora. Welcome to Fig Tree Farm, Marilyn Moora.
Chapter 7, Christmas Eve. As everyone heads to the house, Emmy and Jack trail behind. Her hair is dishevelled.
That was Emmy.
It was special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Oh, Clementine, I think you've got a bit of afterbirth in your hair.
Oh.
No,
God.
No, you still look beautiful.
Oh, that's so
it's fine.
Gross.
It's fine.
Gross. So, what the...
The slender Avalon speeds up in an orange convertible and steps out in her stiletto heels.
Feliz Navidad, party people!
In her skimpy outfit, the young brunette hugs Jack.
Surprise my pineapple?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I'm saving you, like I said I would.
Huh?
Did I mention that I still have your card number? There may just be, like, a tiny charge for the car and the trip to Bora Bora.
For what?
Hi! Hello! I'm Avalon, Jack's girlfriend.
No, not a couple, actually.
You must be the big-time author.
Hi!
Is your farm like Babe the Pig, the movie? Are there pigs?
No. No, there are no pigs.
Ah, oh, bummer. Well, that's too bad. You both look so festive in all that black.
Drinks, anyone? Fig Tree Fizz.
I'm so sorry to intrude, everyone. It's just that I really need Jackie's help. My grandmother is sick, you see. Sorry. She ran out of her medication on vacation in Bora Bora. I have to go, and I really need Jack to come to Bora Bora with me.
If your grandmother needs help, I'll call my personal physician. It'll be much faster.
Well, the thing is, Granny is with her gentleman friend, and he is trying to sell her body on the Bora Bora black market. Awful.
I'm sorry, I just, excuse me for a minute.
Emmy strides off. Avalon kisses and snuggles Jack. Night. Boots protrude from the pantry door. Violet strides past, then returns. Emmy sits on the floor, eating popcorn, still in her black dress and with white goo in her hair. Violet sits and hands her a large drink.
Miles thought you'd need it.
Oh, thank you. I do. I need it.
Is this about that gazillionaire guy?
That's not even a real number. Did you see her? I mean, she's like perfect, like a princess in Louboutins.
And you're
sitting in a pantry, stress eating with cow placenta in my hair, pretending to be somebody I'm not. With a 10 3/4, 12-year-old.
Lady, I've known you 2 days. And on the whole, I'd say you're a whole ice cream store of crazy.
Okay, this is really not helping.
But he likes you better anyway.
You think?
Duh. Of course he does. Now go get yourself cleaned up.
Emmy smooths her hair.
Oh, God.
That's the way it rolls sometimes. There'll be great days. There'll be good days, and there'll be bad, not fun, downright ghastly days. But if you stay strong and never, ever give up, you'll find a way to make even the wildest of dreams.
Ellison, Jack, and Avalon wait in the ute's tray. Emmy steps from the house. Jack smiles.
A reality.
Wearing a short, white and blue flowered dress, Emmy walks down the candlelit path. Jack's smile widens. The low-cut goddess shows off her ample cleavage. Her long, wavy hair hangs over her shoulders.
Oi, Clem, what's a hold-up?
I'm here.
Good. You're in the back with Jax and Avon.
Avalon.
I know.
Miles and David are in the cabin. Jack gets up to help Emmy. Miles parks outside the busy Emu Springs pub. Emmy, Miles, Jack, David, and Avalon drink around tables.
So tell me how you guys met.
It's not really a very interesting story.
Stop! It was at Leo's New Year's Eve party 2 years ago. I was working as a brand ambassador for Egg Bod.
Okay.
Oh, cute. It's this eggnog-flavored vodka. You have to act like you like it, sell people on it. But you can't let them get too drunk, because if they barf, then they'll forever associate with the brand.
I'm glad I asked.
It takes real talent. Anyways, how did you and Clementine meet? I haven't read your book. Sorry.
Bloody romantic, mate. You want to tell this one in, Clint?
No.
True love should be shared. Long story short, Clemmy was a reporter from the Big Smoke, and she flew on out to Walkabout Creek.
Yes.
You did?
I did.
She asked my mate, Wally, for a guide to show her around.
Miles, darling.
Was the guide.
No. No one wants to hear this boring story.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Before we knew it, we were chasing buffaloes and hunting crocs, and somehow in all of that, we fell in love.
We did, and that's about it. Just fell in love, and it was love,
last.
Deep love. Yes. Pure. Ooh. Pure like my home brew.
You know, that story just sounds so familiar.
Wait. I thought you guys met in a creek.
David struggles to hide his smirk.
Walkabout Creek. Whoa.
Oh.
It's our little
dog.
Oh, that's my girl.
Our girl.
The kids of Emu Springs have a special message for all you losers. Dashing through the scrub in a rusted four high wood. Dad is dodging brews. While mum moves to the store. Kids room in the back.
Ellison drinks at the bar near a bearded man. Emmy, Miles and David dance exuberantly. Jack raises his eyebrows at Emmy. Later, she joins Jack outside by the Christmas tree made of tires.
Oh. Wow, that was different.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
A tractor festooned with Christmas decorations chugs past. Home video of Clementine.
Wow. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through our town, no creature was stirring. Not a room left around.
Not even one.
And as midnight grew closer, we snuggled into bed.
In bed, Ellison swigs beer as she reads the manuscript. Emmy and David switch bedrooms.
As visions of gum nuts and fairy bread swirled in our heads. Then, all of a sudden, what should arise? A flash of bright red soared through the skies.
Kissing on the bed, Miles and David pull each other close. Sitting on her bed, Violet throws cash into the air.
Aussie Santa was here to make things too right.
On a bed, Avalon reads her phone. Jack glares from the couch.
And as he slipped down our chimney in his boardies and tights, he shouted, "Merry Aussie Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Emmy spots a huntsman on her bedside table. She puts a glass cover over it. With a postcard underneath the spider, she takes it outside and releases it. Text, Chapter 8, Hangover Cure. An outdoor table is covered with platters of ham, oysters, prawns, fruit and salad. Miles opens champagne. Ellison swats flies. Emmy watches with David.
Thank you.
Size of
that fly.
Oh, so, what do you think? I think you should say something.
I could do it.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, all right. I just, before we get stuck into all this delicious food.
And wine.
I just wanted to say how grateful we are to have London and London here for a very special Fig Tree Farm Christmas.
Ripper!
Ripper's right. There really isn't a traditional Australian Christmas toast, I don't think. So I'm just going to make one up, okay? Here's to lunch among the gum trees. To may your jumbuck stay jolly and
corn salad's melting.
May all your Christmases be bright.
To Clementine
and the beautiful world that she created here at Fig Tree Farm, may it always prosper.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Up your bum.
Up your bum. Oh. Why don't we Sorry, move this. Inside?
Yeah, yeah. Inside.
As flies buzz around, they grab the food platters.
Oh. All right, got it?
Inside, Jack and the black-clad Ellison pull a cracker. She puts on the blue paper hat.
Winner wears the crown, right?
Have you ever ridden a kangaroo to school?
No.
You look very nice in all that colour.
And actually, your eyes.
You're actually having fun, Mother.
Why do Australians hate the word ketchup?
Why do Americans hate the metric system?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Do you really eat Vegemite, or is that just a cruel joke you people play on the rest of the world?
You tell me.
Where did you get that?
No, my body doesn't get a bit of
color. Oh, sorry. No, you go. You go.
You can have my strawberry.
There's plenty, may I?
Jack and Emmy keep reaching for the same strawberries. David eats Vegemite, then burps. Avalon gags.
Can I have this one?
Later, they string popcorn.
That was the worst straw I've ever seen.
You're the worst catcher. Try again. Oh!
She's trying to break my teeth.
She tries to throw popcorn in his mouth. Avalon glares.
Anyone need more plonk?
Plonk?
Plonk, alcohol, a drink, love.
Oh, I can't. I'm so tiny. I'll be so hungover.
Well, we could always use Clemmie's old hangover cure.
Oh, yeah, vinegar and milk. That'll stop you from wanting to drink ever again.
Vinegar and milk? I met a woman recently in New York, and that was her remedy as well.
What a coincidence.
Whoa, you met a woman? Which woman, Jack?
Jack frowns quizzically at Emmy.
Hey, why don't we have a game of Christmas charades?
Hey.
Okay. Two words.
Okay.
Movie.
Now I see you. I know. There. You're the Blue Baba Daddy girl. I know a bad dye job when I see one. Maybe the men don't have the eyes, but I see.
But I'm not blonde, so.
What about poor Miles? Isn't that your wife with my boyfriend?
I'm not your boyfriend.
Oh.
And she's not his wife. You two are a couple.
What?
Miles, I saw you. You were grabbing David's ass. I was actually thinking it was a weird throuple situation.
Oh, my.
How ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I am her hubby.
Yes, he is.
Oh, give it away, guys. Come on. Who the hell are you, really?
Emmy and Miles share a somber look.
I'm sorry, Jack.
She's the magical Clementine Jones, and you bet $1 million on her book.
Yeah, I did. But she's not.
Technically, I did grow up here on Fig Tree Farm, but my mum created all of this, not me, and the books are, well, from her journals.
Mm-hmm. I knew your accent sounded kind of fishy. Because, like, who the hell talks like they're on Downton Abbey when they live in the frickin' outback?
It's Downton Abbey.
And who's this?
We borrowed Violet. She's not really my daughter.
Rented, actually.
Rented her.
I feel sick.
You feel sick.
Samesies.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Yeah, you're sorry. You're sorry. As long as you're sorry, yeah.
Not.
She's sorry. Mom, she's sorry. It's good. Yeah.
In the yard, Jack stands alone, his face bleak.
Jack.
Emmy comes out in her yellow boho dress.
Hey.
A little girl from the book, right?
Yeah.
Have you any idea how many people I have working on you and this book and your social engagements? What do you think is going to happen to them when they find out the little Clem they've fallen in love with in the book is just a complete...
fraud.
Was any of this real?
She tilts her head and looks him in the eye.
Suppose that was no chance encounter we had in Manhattan either, all part of your little plan, hmm?
No. That was... fate, maybe? I don't know. I could never have known that you were going to be the guy who bought the book. I had no idea until you showed up here.
I don't even know what to believe. It's just like...
Jackson. Time to go.
Jack gestures wordlessly at Emmy, then walks away. Ellison sits in the back of Avalon's convertible. Jack puts luggage in the back.
What is in here?
Get in.
In the barn, Emmy pats Marilyn.
Be good to your mom, okay? You only get one.
David arrives, followed by Miles and Violet.
The fancy people are leaving.
So you're going to let him drive out of here?
You can't just give up.
You always find a solution, Em.
He hates me, and rightly so. I messed it all up.
Come here. I know you don't want to hear this, but I wouldn't be your best friend if I didn't say it.
Yeah.
What would Clementine do?
She'd tell me to chase my dreams.
Yeah. That's your answer.
I just miss her so much.
You'll miss her, honey.
Every minute, every day.
Okay. Oh, my God. Makeup all over my face. Do I smell like cow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Marilyn.
What are we waiting for?
Christmas?
Come on.
Come on!
This is crazy!
Come on, let's go!
With Emmy standing in the tray, the ute speeds from the farm. Violet waves, her long-sleeved dress billowing. Emmy points dramatically.
Come on!
Okay!
Miles!
Yes! Come on! We're coming for you, Jack!
I don't know about you, Pineapple, but I am so ready for a pina colada and a beach and a massage. Oh, you should see the resort. It's so beautiful. You'll love it.
The ute speeds up behind them.
Oh my gosh, this psycho does not stop.
Avalon swerves violently. Miles dodges her.
Everton! He's London! Please don't be mad at Jack! He had nothing to do with it!
My son trusted you.
I don't appreciate being manipulated, personally or professionally.
Then you're gonna not appreciate what I have to say next! The truth is...
Avalon swerves again.
You're gonna get yourself killed! What?
Stop the car.
What is wrong with you, people?
Merry Christmas!
On a pony, Violet blocks the highway. The convertible and Ute veer around a corner and stop in the middle of a Christmas festival.
What is wrong with you? Are you crazy?
You know what? I might be a fraud, but you're one too.
Not the best start.
You're not who you pretend to be. You're not this suave, lady-chasing playboy that you pretend to be. You're more than that. You do care. And meeting with you, it was one of the best surprises of my life. And if I let you go, I will regret it. Every day, every Christmas, for the rest of my life. So just...
Don't. Just don't.
Standing in the middle of the road with Jack, surrounded by locals, Emmy looks glumly over at Miles and David.
Go break in my heart. Oh, honey, if I get restless.
Everybody's watching us.
David mouths, do it.
Your speech was actually pretty good. Don't leave me hanging here.
I couldn't if I tried. Are you kidding me right now? You want this over this?
G'day.
A man ogles Avalon.
Okay. I see what's happening.
Avalon,
and I get
listen,
it.
Shh.
Hey, we...
We had some great times, didn't we?
Shh.
But I now pronounce you dumped and single. You may kiss my ass.
We were not a couple. I can't stress that enough.
Close the door!
My luggage.
Ah, so sorry.
People have to jump clear as Avalon speeds away.
She's like Dua Lipa. She needs a burger.
I finally finished your Clementine book last night.
Wait, what do you mean? You came all the way to Australia and you just finished the book last night?
Did it ever occur to you, Jackson, that maybe I didn't come all the way down here just for the book? Maybe I also wanted to spend some time with my son. The book is good. You were right. And if this woman can finally get your head out of your ass, I can only imagine the hold she'll have on the rest of the world.
Wait, so does that mean you still want to buy the book?
Yes. As for you two...
Uh-oh.
You were a couple this whole time?
Miles and David hug.
Why, yes, ma'am.
And you don't really talk like Crocodile Dundee.
No. Unless you want me to, you drongo.
We'll work you into the book promotion. You're hilarious.
Ellison stalks off.
Was that actually her finding something hilarious?
I think so.
I want to be her friend.
I want her cravat.
Let go.
So now what?
1, 2, 3, 4.
In home footage, Clementine plays guitar. She tickles little Emmy's nose with a flower, then dances in a field. On the street, locals dance around Jack and Emmy. Holding hands, Emmy and Jack walk up to a gazebo where Ellison stands holding Gregory. As Emmy and Jack gaze into each other's eyes, children in Santa hats dance around them, and locals, including David and Miles, dance around the gazebo. White firefighting foam falls like snow. Hand in hand, Jack and Emmy step from the gazebo. She cups his face, then they kiss passionately. The end is written in white script. White foam falls on them like snow. Cut to black. Credits Emmy, Poppy Montgomery, Jack London, Darren McMullen, Miles, Nicholas Brown, Leslie, Kerry Kawa, Ellison London, Jeanette Cronin, Violet, Asmara Feek, Avalon, Demi Harmon, with Hugh Sheridan as David. Costume designer Madeline Barlow, music by Ak Kinmonth, edited by Christopher Beeson, production designer Matty Crocker, hair and makeup designer Billy Weston, director of photography Jason Hargreaves, ACS.
Shadows they cast away from you, cast away. You
produced by Tracy Robertson, Nathan Mayfield, Tracy Vieira. Story by Poppy Montgomery, Ruth Ann Sikander, Jennifer Notice Shapiro. Written by Jennifer Notice Shapiro. Directed by Christopher Weeks. By watching this film legally, you have supported thousands of jobs of creatives, distributors, and crew as listed below. Cartoon Christmas decorations adorn scrolling credits. We would like to acknowledge the Jagera and Turrbal people, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which Christmas on the Farm was produced. Look,